crues, l'inondation, un patrimoine, floods as heritage. L'Université de Limoges, chaire capitale environnementale et gestion durable des cours d'eau, 1er et 2 octobre 2015. Intervention de Hewell McGriffith.
Bonjour, bonjour et bienvenue. On va bientôt commencer.
Unfortunately, my French isn't that good. I could do it in Welsh, but I don't think that would help much either. Yes, thanks very much. I'm going to talk today, this morning, about the cultural memories of flooding in Welsh literature, which is something I've been exploring through different types of sources over the past 2 or 3 years. And I'm hoping to give an overview of that work. And the key thing, I guess, for Welsh culture is that this poetry developed from the medieval period right through to the 20th and 21st century, and it continues to be very, very important today. It's practiced by contemporary poets. It's performed as a social and a cultural sort of act. And in the annual festival of Welsh culture, the Eisteddfod, it has a central role. So just to give you a few examples of flooding in medieval Welsh poetry, I've put the poem on the right of the screen there, but I know it's too small to read any of that, but I'll give you some examples of what the poets are saying. This is a poem by a guy called Dafydd ap Gwilym, who's one of the greatest medieval Welsh poets, on the Afon Dyfi, the River Dyfi, and the title of the poem is The Wave on the River Dyfi, and the poet finds himself stranded on the banks of this river by a flood, travelling back to see his love in Aberystwyth, and he praises the river, calls her a buttress, a wall, and praises her loud voice, and pleads with the river to stop the flood in order to let him pass. So it's an interesting example of the relationship between the poet and the river. Another example by again in the River Dyfi. I won't dwell too much on this, but there's an example here, for example, that the poet calls the river, "You are a treacherous maiden in winter, but in summer, a maiden with a slender waist." So there's a knowledge of the river flooding in winter, but then contracting in summer. And the poet says that the river folds a leaden veil over every grove. So there's a grey veil being put over the trees in this valley. There's a rich history of documents and literary records and other representations of floods in Wales in Welsh and English. Medieval poetry used floods in different ways, and the later records provide not only a database of historical floods, but they also provide an insight into the relationships between humans and their environment, and into how societies adapt to extreme climates. And the contemporary poetry addressing dam building shows how flooding and water intersect with politics, culture, and representations of nature. And they can really shape our contemporary attitudes to water management.